This week's Seder is Parshas Vayakel. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, you have on the first page of your packet, Hotza Gufa Hechuksiva. So how do we know that there's a Malacha of Hotza, that you can't be Motzi, Mershus or Shus on Shabbos, you can't carry from Mershus or Yachuk to Shus or Rabim, or vice versa. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Kroa, Vaitav Moshe, Vaivir Kalba Machaneh. The pasuk in this week's Sedra, when Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that there were enough materials donated for the construction of the Mishkan, and there's no need to bring further materials. So that's the word of the pasuk. Vayvir kol b'machaneh. Moshe heichan av yasiv b'machaneh leviyah. Moshe was sitting in the machaneh leviyah. B'machaneh leviyah rishus harabim havai. And the machaneh leviyah was rishus harabim. V'ka'amr lehu l'Yisrael lo safigu v'seisim rishus hayachil didchu. And he was instructing Bnei Yisrael not to be motzi from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Then the Gemara goes on to establish how we know this is talking about Shabbos. Maybe it was a weekday. Okay. But this pasuk serves as a reference to the fact that there is an Isser Hotzah, and the construction of the Machanos in the Midbar involved a Rishus HaRabim. So as we'll see, some of the details of the definition of Rishus HaRabim are learned out from the situation of the Machana of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Now, Mina Torah, Hotzah is Asim Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, or Hotzah is Dalet, or Havaris Dalet Amos, Rishus HaRabim. Midir Abanon, there's an Isser of carrying from Rishus HaRabim to a Carmelist, carrying within a Carmelist, carrying from Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelist as well. Practically speaking, when we talk about erecting community Erevin, the tine of Eir that we typically construct involving Zeus HaPesachs is only relevant in an area that's not Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. If an area is Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, so then you can only be matri tiltil in that area with some stronger kind of a tikkun, delosos neulos, maybe delosos ruyos linal, but something more than the typical construction that we're able to do in our community Eirvin. So that's why it's important to define what's considered Rishus HaRabim, with the understanding that our community Erevin can only work in an area defined as a Carmelist, an area that's not a Rishus HaRabim min HaTorah. So this is one of the sugyas that tell us where to look for the source of defining a Rishus HaRabim. If you look in the Gemara, in Shabbos and Daf Vav and Aleph, and the brief time that we have this evening will only allow us to begin this topic, and maybe we'll have a part two at some point in the future. The Gemara tells us the two dives about halfway down in Vav and Aleph and Shabbos, Tana Rabbanan, Dalid Rishuyos LeShabbos. There are four Rishuyos when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Inyanei Hotzah, Rishus HaYach, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelus HaMakom Tor. Skip three lines. Vezi Rishus HaRabim. What is considered to be a Rishus HaRabim? Saratya, Uplatya Gedola, Umivoas HaMufulashin, Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. So the Gemara seems to present three categories of Rishus HaRabim, Asratia, Aplatia, and Mivoos HaMifulashin. What's Asratia and Aplatia? Look at Rashi. Rashi writes about a third of the way down, Asratia Misila Shaholchan Bamiyir Le'ir, a road that you traverse to travel from one city to another. Platia is Rechava Shalir Shasham Iskaps and Mskara, the town square, a market area where everyone gathers for commercial purposes. Umivavos shall ear rechavim tesainama, and the alleyways of the city that are 16 amas wide, hamifulashin, that are open on either side. Rashi writes mifulashin two girsos, whether they're open to the platya, to the road that connects the cities, or to the sratya, or to the town square. We're going to come back to talking about sratya in a moment. We take a look at the next page. Erevin Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Here Rashi provides some more details as to what are the necessary requirements for a Rishus HaRabim. Rashi writes,
Yibar Maslu
Rishus HaRabim.
Nine
lines for the bottom. Thank you. Mashma Rachav Tezayinama. So in order for an area to be defined as Rishus HaRabim, it has to meet the following criteria. Number one, it has to be 16 amas wide. That's the Gemara later in Masechet Shabbos. The ear, Shemitzuyim Bashishim Ribo. And it has to have a population, or it has to have numbers of 600,000. So that itself is a major machlokas yishana, which you probably won't have time to get to today. The Ein Bachoma, number three, you can't have a wall. Two gersos in Rashi, whether you go is O or not. Shahaya Rishis Arabim Shala Mechuvan Mishar Lashar. So the fourth potential criterion is that the road is Mechuvan is straight from one end to the other. Shehei Befulash, that it has to be going straight, opened up. Doma L'digli Midbar. Analogous to the way the Machana was constructed in the Midbar. So here Rashi has four criterion for Rishis HaRabim. Number one, it has to be Tesayin Amma. Number two, you have to have a population of 600,000, or you have to have 600,000 people around, which we'll have to define. Number three, no wall. Number four is Mefulach, which we'll have to define as well, that the area goes straight from one end to the other. And then the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Hey, a fifth criterion, that Rishis HaRabim can't have a roof on it, it can't be Mekura. Okay, so we'll begin to discuss some of these details as to what defines a Rishis HaRabim. So the Gemara in Shabbos that we started with tells us that there's something called a Platya and something called a Sratya. Platya was the town square. Sratya is the road that goes from one city to another city. And it sounds like these are three different flavors, three different types. Sratya, Platya, Imavosa, Mufalashin, and Open Roads. It sounds like these are three different types of Rishis HaRabim. So if you look at the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Mem Hei, Se'if, Katan, Hey, let's just take a look at what the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch Shemem Hei Zayin. Based on what we saw already, the Mechaber writes, Ezer Rishis HaRabim, Rechovos Ushvakim HaRechavim Tesayin Amma, so roads and market areas that are 16 Ammas wide, Ve'ena Mekurim, they can't have a roof, Ve'ela Mechama, no wall, Vafilu Yeshla Mechama, and even if there is a wall, Im Hei Mufulashim Yishar L'Shar, if they're open from one side to the other, Have Rishus HaRabim, V'yesh Omrim, Shekol She'ein Shishim Ribo Ovrim Bo, B'chol Yom, Ein Rishus HaRabim. So the requirement of Rashi of Shishim Ribo, the Mechaber quotes, is a Yesh Omrim. So the Magen Avraham comments over here, this is a reference to the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Yud Zayin, which you have in front of you. The Magen Avraham writes that Drachim She'ovrim Me'ir Le'ir, Have Rishus HaRabim. So a road that connects one city to another, an intercity highway, an intercity road, is considered a Rishus HaRabim. So the Magen Avraham sounds like, even if that road doesn't have all the other criterion of Rishus HaRabim, that may itself be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Perhaps, even if it doesn't have Shishim Ribo. The Rosh Hechter points out that this Magen Avraham seems to be predicated on a comment of the Ramban. The Ramban in Erev and Daf Nun Tes, which you have on the first page of the Marmar Kamos here, an excerpt. The Ramban there is talking about a sugya of Irshel Rabim Vinasa Shel Yachid. So the Mishnah there in Daf Nun Tes talks about a city that was originally Shel Yachid, that was originally private, that became Shel Rabim, that became public, or a city that was originally public, that became private. What does that mean, Yachid, Venimsa, Shel Rabim, or Rabim that became Shel Yachid? So that's a major machlokas. Rishonim doesn't mean, according to Rashi, it means a population used to be less than 600,000 and then went above 600,000. That's an Ir Shel Yachid that became an Ir Shel Rabim. Ir Shel Rabim that became an Ir Shel Yachid would be the population started at 600,000 and then dipped below 600,000. That's Rashi Lishitosa, that 600,000 is a necessary criteria for Rishis HaRabim. The Ramban argues. The Ramban assumes that that's not pshat in Yerushal Yachid, but in the context of the Ramban's remarks, the Ramban talks about private ownership versus public ownership, but in the context of those remarks, the Ramban writes the following, which you have in the excerpt over here. V'shem Adas HaRishonim Lomar She'istratia Shehi Kavusha Chutz La'yaras. So that Saratya, that intercity highway that goes outside of the cities, and you travel in it from one city to another, from one country to another, so even if in general you require Shishim Riba to define an area as a Rishis HaRabim, when it comes to an intercity highway, you don't need Shishim Riba. Because that intercity highway is the property, everyone has a right to travel in that highway. So that's almost definitionally Rosh Hasharabim. Even if in general you require Shishimibo, you don't need Shishimibo for a derech aholech the ear l'ear. So the Ramban himself doesn't require Shishimibo ever, but he says even according to Rashi, who does require Shishimibo for a Rosh Hasharabim, Rashi should agree that a derech aholech me'ir l'ear, a sratya, is a different definition of Rosh Hasharabim, and that could be considered Rosh Hasharabim even without Shishimibo. So that's the position, seemingly, of the Magen Avraham, quoted by the, possibly based on this Ramban. So this position is recommended, or quoted by Reb Shula Kuttner in the Yeshua's Malko in a tshuva. I think it's Simon Kaf Aleph. And Shmir Shabbos Kulchasa, Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying, Shmir Shabbos Kulchasa, Perek Yud Zayin Arakaf Gimel, Perek Yud Zayin Arakaf Gimel. Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that Lahalacha, we do not accept this argument, and even an intercity highway would require Shishimibo to define it as a Rishus HaRabim. So this is of major relevance, Lahalacha. Can you have a community Erev that includes an intercity highway? So Rosh Hashanah thinks that this position, as presented by the Magen Avraham based on the Ramban, is normative. And he quotes the Orchas Chaim Sapinka, who quotes this from an earlier source, the Sefer Beis Yisrael, who assumes like this. And then according to Rosh Hashanah, you couldn't have a community Erev that would include a intercity highway. Or for example, let's say in Manhattan, the Henry Hudson Parkway or the FDR, so those would be considered a Derech HaHolech Me'ir L'Ir. The definition, the way Rosh Hashanah says it, of a Derech HaHolech Me'ir L'Ir is whether the road services the local population or is just a means of transporting people from point A to point B. So if you have a road that goes through, even if it goes from one city to another city, but there are, you can cross the street and there are stores or there are houses on either side of the road, so that serves a local function that's not only meant to transport people from point A to point B. But if you have something that's a highway where people aren't living on the side of the road and you only use it to get from point A to point B, even if it's in the same city, like the Harlem River Drive doesn't extend outside of Manhattan, but Rosh Hashanah would say that's considered Derech HaHolech Me'ir L'Ir as part of this other definition of Rosh Hasharabim, because it doesn't service the local population other than allowing you to be transported from point A to point B. So in theory, you could have a road that in one place is considered a Derech HaHolech Me'ir L'Ir because it's all highway and not used for anything else, and then at some point it becomes a local street, so it could go back and forth between being considered a Shisharabim and not. So even if you have the definition of Shisharibo for a Shisharabim in general, Derech HaHolech Me'ir L'Ir would be considered a Shisharabim even without Shisharibo.
The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah that you cited before, that's mm-hmm. Magen Avraham?
Mishnah Berurah in Yuzayin is quoted in the Magen Avraham.
Yeah, so what about the Lashon, how precise is it that says Mishnah Shechichi Be'Rabim?
Right, so Rabbi Willig...
What if I find an isolated highway that's in the... Hupitzville.
Right.
People just don't. You know, it's rarely ever traveled. You know, there are such places that are rarely ever traveled. Would you say that's not Rosh Hasharabim?
If it's a Derech HaHolech Me'ir L'Ir, where it doesn't service a local population, it just gets you from place.
But no one travels there. Right?
So Rosh Hashanah would still say that's a Derech HaHolech Me'ir L'Ir. Rabbi Willig points out that the Mashmas of that Mishnah Berurah is like you're saying that no, it could be you still need Shishimibo. That lashon of shlichi b'rabim, but the Magen Avraham Bekor is more succinct, and so Rosh Hashanah thinks that Magen Avraham means to say that you don't require shishimibo for derech haholech me'ir l'ir.
Madison Avenue Lakewood, which has stores that people live there, even though it's a super highway,
right,
would be fine because it has stores.
Right, that's what Rosh Hashanah was saying. Right, so those Erevin that try to conform to Rosh Hashanah standards would box out a intercity highway that goes through the Eruv. When they first built the Machon L'Ra'ah West Side Eruv, so originally there was a cutoff between the west side and the east side. First they built the west side Eruv, then they built an Eruv on the east side, and then they connected them. So initially, I think part of the east side Eruv goes onto the FDR. So initially the west side had a cutoff, so you didn't have to rely on the east side in order to use the west side. And now I think they got rid of the cutoff, so that Eruv encompasses part of the FDR. So according to Rosh Hashanah, that would be a problem. The Rosh Hashanah thinks this is relevant for commuter railroads as well, that a railroad line, a railroad track would be considered a Derech HaHolch Mirlier. So when they redid the Erevin Pesach to be Choshesh for Rosh Hashanah's position, they boxed out the railroad tracks to exclude that from the Erev. The Shuas Malkum, Shul HaKadur, Simon Kavav has a discussion about this. He thinks that maybe a railroad track is not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because number one, the cars themselves are enclosed, that may be considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is a Chiddush. Most Achronim dispute that. The Barsham seems to say different things in different places. So that's a discussion whether a railroad is a railroad track would be the same issue as an intercity highway. Rosh Hashanah would say yes. That was when I went around with Rosh Hashanah about 12 years ago. Rosh Hashanah was invited by the Rabban of the Five Towns to review the Woodbury Erev. So at the time, the Rosh Hashanah had many haris about the Erev, which were not immediately fixed, but over time, they were fixed. The only har that Rosh Hashanah made that eventually wasn't fixed was this point that the LIRR tracks go through the Erev there. And Rosh Hashanah thought that that was a problem of a Derech HaHolch Mirlier, which can't be included in a community Erev. We'll see shortly, maybe, or if not in the future, why the feeling there was that it wasn't necessary to connect that, because the railway stops at some point. So that, we're going to talk about what's the definition of mefulash. We said, Rashi said, that there's just a rabbi to go from one side to the other. What if it stops in the middle? So if it stops in the middle, the road stops in the middle of the city, so that could be that's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So what if the railroad stops in the middle of the city? So is if you don't require the definition of Shishim Ribo for a Derech HaHolch Mirlier, do you require the other details? So Evan seems to agree you require Tesainab and you require that it can't have a roof because that's considered definitional to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You can't claim that a 2-foot-wide road, even if it's an intercity highway, is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It has to be significant with Tesainab. And if it has a roof over, you can't call it Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What about Mefulash? What about if it stops in the middle? So Rosh Hashanah thinks that even if it stops in the middle, that's still considered a Derech HaHolch Mirlier, which could be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that's why he thinks that the if you have a railroad, even if it stops in the middle of the city, that would be a problem for constructing the Eruv. That would include the railroad. And those who corrected the Eruv there felt that was not necessary. Okay. So we noted the other requirement of Tesayin Abba. That's also Dumi the Diklei Midbar. That's the Gemara and Dapsadi Tes in Shabbos that we learn out from the Agalos, that the Gemara their Cheshbin, that if you add up the width of the Agalos and the area between the Agalos that were assembled in the Midbar, you get a width of 16 Amos. Giveger, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, quotes a Sefer Shvisas Yantiv, and it sounds like what the Shvisas Yantiv quotes is saying is that when you count Tesayin Abba, so the road has to be 16 amos wide, so let's say between 24 and 30 and 36 feet wide. So it has to be Tesayin Abba wide. What about the sidewalks? So that Sefer Shvisas Yantiv that the Rebbe Kiviger quotes sounds like he's saying that the sidewalks are considered part of the cheshbon, but that's also traveled on. So even if the road itself, the street itself, is less than Tesayin Amos wide, but Bitsira of the sidewalks is considered, you have the width of Tesayin Amos, that would be considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's why in the old Wayu Erev, before the Erev crossed Amsterdam Avenue, the Erev did include the sidewalks, so that was a little bit questionable what the Harvacha was. The reason that it didn't cross Amsterdam Avenue was there were Choshesh for Baron Salvation's position, which we'll have to discuss, that all the streets in Manhattan or the major streets are considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so it didn't want to include a major street like Amsterdam Avenue. But the sidewalk is also an extension of Amsterdam Avenue, according to the Sfirki Vager. So what's the Harvacha if the Erev includes the sidewalks, so you're including a street that's considered part of a street that's considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Okay. So now we have this requirement of Mefulash. Mefulash, the Gemara never talks about, at least explicitly. And Rashi that we saw here and Davav and Erevin, and Rashi and Shabbos, says that there's a requirement of Mefulash. What does Mefulash mean? So that's Machlokas Rishonim. Does Mefulash just mean that it has to begin on one side of the city and end on the other side of the city? Or does it mean that it goes straight? So Rosh Hashanah is fond of quoting Lashon HaMe'iri of Bli, or the way he quotes it is Bli Shem Yikum Klal, that you have to have a road that goes from one side of the city to the other, and it doesn't curve at all. It's basically straight from one side to the other. And Rav Schechter quotes that Rav Kasher in his Sefer and Erevin reprinted a letter written by Shlomo Dov Kahana of Warsaw that before the war, even when the population of Warsaw exceeded Shishim Ribo, they still had an Erev because they relied on the fact that there was no street that went straight from one end of the city to the other side of the city. There was no street that was Mechuvin Mishar Lashar, Beli Shum Ikum Klau. And in most contemporary cities, they don't have a street that goes all the way from one end to the other that goes absolutely straight. The other extreme is that, no, Mefulash only means that it doesn't go at the right angle. So it doesn't have to go straight, it just can't be like an L. Or the other possibility in Mefulash is that you can begin at one end of the city, go to the other, and it doesn't stop anywhere. If it stops somewhere, if the street stops in the middle, you can't call that it's just a rabbi. It has to be able to take you from one end to the other, but it could go in any curve or any which way that you want. So one of the explanations as to how you could construct a contemporary Erev in a community, even where you have more than Shishim Ribo, is the suggestion that you don't have roads that are Mefulash and Mishar Lashar B'lishim Ikum Klau. And if you look at the maps of most cities, you'll find that it's very rare. In New York City, there's no street that goes absolutely straight from one end of the city to the other. If you look at a map, you'll see that that is correct. Even in Chicago, where if you look at a map, it looks like there are streets that go miles and miles from Lake Michigan all the way way past civilization. If you look carefully, you'll see that that's also not true.
Where does the city end? Like, let's say, like Ocean Parkway or Brooklyn?
So for purposes of this, the city ends at the end of settlement, meaning it's not, we don't look at municipal boundaries, but we look at how far does the settlement continue.
So Ocean Parkway in Brooklyn.
Right.
Right.
That's not straight.
That's straight, because it goes...
It ends at the bottom, and it curves.
Right.
So if you look carefully, you'll see that... So if you accept this perspective on Mefulash, so then it's very difficult to find a street that's Mefulash, Belishim, Yikum, Klal, Ramosha, as a Tshuva, Chelek, Aleph, Simen, Kuf, Mem, in which he argues that he doesn't really understand where this requirement of Mefulash comes from. The bottom line, it is a Rashi. The Ramosha is responding, it is Kuf Lama Tess, is a long simon about whether Menhams or Shisarabim. And then in Simon Kuf Mem, he responds, someone asked him, why didn't you talk about Mefulash? So he says, I didn't talk about Mefulash because I don't really understand where the requirement of Mefulash comes from. So that he wasn't willing to rely on. But Lemaisa, it does appear in Rishonim, it does appear in Shulchan Aruch. Again, that's not... In Shulchan Aruch, it's not 100% clear what the definition of foolish is. Rabbi Simon pointed out there, Moshe Bick used to say that all the streets in New York are Mefulash Biz California. They're all Mefulash all over California. So it depends what Mefulash means. That was a pithy way of saying that that it doesn't have to be straight from one end to the other. It just means you can get out of the city. Okay, so we'll have to continue this a different time. There's much more to talk about in the finer Shisarabims. Thank you.